We have ABC News field correspondent Andy Field joining us right now. And Andy, there's some bickering going on amongst the GOP up in Washington, and it's concerning the upper leadership, which is kind of surprising when you look at how conservative and how guarded Mitch McConnell is these days.
We're an upside-down world here in Washington this week. As you and I speak, Kevin McCarthy, who is the minority leader, had the Republicans won the House, he would probably be the Speaker of the House right now. But he's now the Republican minority leader in the House. And he is supposedly taking Marjorie Taylor Greene to the woodshed or having a talk with her, according to sources here. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a freshman congresswoman, if your listeners haven't heard of her, from Georgia, who espouses many of the QAnon conspiracy theories. She has at times said that, but at least publicly agreed with, that some of the school shootings didn't really happen, that planes didn't really fly into the Pentagon, and has bought into some of these just off-the-charts conspiracy theories that even Senator McConnell yesterday went out of his way to say that they're loony theories, and he doesn't subscribe to them and doesn't think people like that should be in positions of power. But, of course, Mitch McConnell doesn't have any power to do anything about Marjorie Taylor Greene because she's in the House. Kevin McCarthy and fellow Republicans could, if they wanted to, strip her of her assignments on committees. Democrats want to go even further than that and have her expelled from Congress. So there's a lot of bickering going back and forth, and the Republican leadership, including Liz Cheney, who is the number three Republican, and now is getting all kinds of heat from other Republicans because she voted to impeach the president. There seems to be a bit of a mutiny going on in Congress and just inside the Republican Party.
And, of course, Cheney is a Republican from Wyoming up in our neck of the woods. It's really unusual for the usually guarded McConnell to actually publicly weigh in on these on this kind of this turmoil in the House. I mean, he usually doesn't weigh in on these. Is this kind of an indication obviously this is an indication there's trouble there, but how long is this going to last? I mean, there's business to be done. How long can all of this bickering go on? Can it go on for the next 4 years or 2 years?
Well, it could. You know, you say there's business to be done, but because the Democrats hold the majority in the House and Senate, there is a good chance that they can get a lot of that done without Republicans weighing in at all because they don't have enough votes to make a difference, just as Democrats didn't have those votes when the Republicans held the majority in the Senate and the House prior to this year. So it really is a problem for Republican leaders because they're worried about the next election and how do they regain control in the Senate? How do they regain control in the House? How do they even keep control of their own party? Will they be the leaders in this party, or will the folks like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who are seem to be loyal to President Trump, former President Trump, who's no longer in power, but does seem to have a lot of power when it comes to getting people elected and primaried out of a job, which is really what the big fear is here on Capitol Hill.
Absolutely. There's never any surprises on Capitol Hill and in Washington. ABC's Andy Field, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Thank you.